got to realize to understand that we are what we eat, amen, natural as well as spiritual, amen. Amen. Our physical bodies certainly use what we eat as energy, raw material for new tissues. If I'm not eating anything healthy, how do my tissues renew? Amen. They're dying out. That's how I get aging and wrinkles and all of that good stuff. Amen. Mark 7, 15 and 16 says, there's nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him are the things that defiles a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus is explaining here that we are not necessarily what we eat, but we are what we think. Amen. If you think you're a Barbie doll, you will become and you will act like you're a Barbie doll. If you think you are Ken, you will act and become like you are Ken. Amen. What you think is what you become. Amen. Amen. And so we got to realize what is our thought process and what are we doing. Amen. Paul says in Romans 12 and 3 that a person should not think of himself more highly than he ought to think. He goes on to say that we should think soberly. That is not that we should think little of ourselves, but seriously and realistically, responsibly about who we are. Amen. So what are you putting down on the inside of you that gives you doubt that you're not who God says you are? Amen. Who was the individual that's placed nuggets inside of you to make you think any less of what God says you are? Amen. I was thinking when I was writing this, a drunker, a drinker does not realize that people that don't drink know that you drink. A smoker doesn't realize that a person that doesn't smoke knows that you're smoking. It spills out in your pores. Amen. You can talk to them. You can just tell when an individual, just like a liar doesn't know that you're lying, that they're lying, but someone that does knows that you're lying. Amen. A thief doesn't recognize that they're a thief because they plan in their heart. That's what they're going to do. So whatever you think within yourself, that's what you become. Amen. But what is God saying? Who you are? Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. After all, we are ambassadors of Christ. That's what 2 Corinthians 5 and 20 tells us, that we are an ambassador of Christ. What is an ambassador? An ambassador is a respectable official acting as a representative of a nation. Their role is to represent the official position of a person that gave him authority. So as an ambassador of Christ, your role is to represent Christ. Your role is to represent Christ no matter where you are. If you say you give your life to Christ and you live solely for him, you're an ambassador of him. And when we go outside, we represent who he is in our life. Not just on a Sunday, not just on a Wednesday, but every day of our life, whether we're in the grocery store, whether we're in the mall, whether we're, no matter where we are in the park, we still be an ambassador of who Jesus Christ is in our life. Amen. Amen. And that's how we're supposed to represent ourselves. In order to be an ambassador of Christ, you have to start thinking like you are. One of the most important things that God gave us was our thought process to think. Proverbs 23 and 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We should be the master of our thoughts. But so many times we don't master our thought process. We allow somebody else to affect us. Amen. What did God say? And you get to twiddling your hands and thumbs, trying to figure it out, and you don't even know. Figure out what God said, who you are and whose you are. Amen. And once you know that, no one can take that away from you. Once you stand before man, you'll be able to let them know who you are and whose you are. When you in your workplace, amen, and things coming up against you, you can be able to handle it and they can know who you are and whose you are because you're an ambassador of Jesus Christ and you're representing who he is. Amen. You don't have to be mean, nor do you have to be disrespectful. Give them the word of God and keep it moving because I guarantee you they're giving you something that is not of God. And if you're accepting that, why you can't allow them to accept who Jesus Christ is? So we always say what they won't allow on the workplace. Amen. You can talk to people about Jesus because they don't have a problem talking to you about what they did last night or what they enjoyed the night before or what they getting ready to go and enjoy. Amen. You don't have to stop and begin to speak in tongues because they're not going to understand that. But you can let them know who Jesus is. No, my party ain't going on over there. It's going on at 4875 Galley Road. And you're welcome to show up anytime you would like. I'm there every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Every Sunday at 10. Amen. Some of you 11, some of you 12. It should be 10 for Sunday school. Amen. Amen. That's how we're supposed to be as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, showing the men and women who God is. Amen. Amen. Representing who God has called us to be. Amen. If we think of good, good happens. If we think of evil, evil happens. The choice is ours. We cannot think of good and evil at the same time, just like you cannot travel east at the same time of traveling west. Our thoughts must be all good. Our thoughts must be all good. It contains any evil, it is evil. If you contain any evil, it is evil. We choose what we eat. Amen. Are you going to eat righteousness? Are you going to eat unrighteousness? Are you going to eat clean? Or are you going to eat unclean? You have people that washes their hands before they eat. Amen. Because that's clean. You have people that go straight in and go right to work. That's unclean. Amen. What are you choosing? Amen. Are you moral or immoral? Are you honest or dishonest? Or are you honest today and dishonest tomorrow? Amen. Amen. What is it? You can't be between. You got to be either one or the other. You can't be good and evil. You can't say you are a child of God and then go out and do something totally different than what a child of God is doing. Amen. You can't say, oh, this is just me, because a child of God does not represent yourself. You represent Jesus Christ. So you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. So you can't keep saying this is just me, because you should be dead by now. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy One, should be living on the inside of you. That's your old man. By now, 30 days in, they should not be seeing your old man. They should be seeing a new one. They should be seeing the likeness of Jesus Christ. They should be seeing something about God living down on the inside of you. A newborn baby does not stay a newborn baby forever. They eventually begin to grow up. They begin to crawl and walk. Why are we still acting like we're newborns? Because you don't want to give an accountability to your own self, to your own faults, to your own wrong. When you look at yourself in the mirror and know that you're doing the things that are wrong and begin to rise up and do the things that are right, then you will be able to go out and carry out what God has called you to be. When you know within yourself, we all know when we're doing wrong. Amen. I was laughing at the Strange family because Soraya came up here to support her dad when he was crying. Amen. And she like, you got to know Soraya to know, like, oh my God. But she did it out of obedience because her mother told her to do so. Amen. So if I had told Malachi, come stand up here by me, he would have said, huh? Like, are you for real? Do you really want me to do that? You know, not, he would have gave it 20 thoughts before he actually moved up. But as a man and woman of God, don't think about it. You already know it's wrong. You already know it's not of God. You already know you're lying. You already know that you're not eating the word of God, because what you eat, you become. Amen. So if you're eating the word of God, you're becoming the word of God. It's amazing to me to sit and hear Pastor Wilson preach good words And people, amen, hallelujah, yes, you in the house. But your actions, your demonstration, your words are not as if you're eating what is placed in front of you. You are what you eat, and it's coming out of your pores. And if it ain't the word of God, it's your day to get it corrected. Too much good word come across the pulpit. No one should be failing in their finances. No one should be failing in their marriage. No one should be failing with their children. No one should be failing with their walk with Christ, because you are what you eat. Do you remember the last word that came across that hit you that said, I'm going to change? I'm not going to be that way again. I'm going to do what you says do, God. Or are you just sitting in the seat so Pastor Winston won't say, call your cell group and see where they at? Where is the change taking place? What are you doing getting up every day to do an 8-hour job to get paid for, but you do nothing for 2 hours for the Lord? You are what you're eating. Because there should be some change taking place. You still should not be sitting around looking sorry when the word has come forth on what to do with yourself. It's not for everybody. It's for you individually. And believe me, whatever God is saying, the whole message may not be for you, but there is something that you can pull out to say, God, you're talking to me. And I'm going to do what you're telling me to do. I'm going to change myself so I can be more like you. Not for my wife, not for my husband, not for my children, but for me. Because when I got to stand before the man, I ain't standing before him, before y'all. I got to stand for my own self. Amen. So I got to give an account for my own actions. So I got to make sure I'm eating the word daily. Do we get out the bed and eat Facebook? Do we get out the bed and eat TikTok? Amen. Do we watch movie after movie after movie and we don't even know what John 3:16 says? What does Proverbs say to you? Because whatever you're going through, you can find it in the word of God. What are you eating? Are we getting on the app to know what the word of God is saying? What has Pastor Woodson preached? Because I guarantee you, he's preaching a message that will not fail. So you on the internet listening to your pastor from there, but you need to be listening to your pastor from here. Because he's the one giving you what God has given unto him for you. It's Rhema. It's right now. It's changing. It's delivering. It's working. Amen. I told you that sugar caused depression. So if you're eating too much sugar, you will become depressed. But if you eat the word of God, God can handle your depression. He will begin to remove all that out of your life. Amen. Amen. You won't walk around with wrinkles if you put the word of God in your life. Amen. You won't have a frown on your face if you put the word of God in your life. And there's nobody you will not come in contact with that you will not be able to touch if you put the word of God in your life. It's like an aroma. You know how they say, you smell good. Yeah, I smell like Jesus. When the last time somebody said that to you? What are you eating? What are you putting in your mouth? What are you putting in your spirit? Psalms 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. What does that mean to us? God's word should be hidden in our heart, our minds, to protect us, amen, to show us and stop us from sinning against God. It should be hidden down on the inside. When they tell you to do something, no, that's not of God. I'm not doing it. If you're eating the word of God, a cuss word wouldn't even come up in your mouth. If you're eating the word of God, anger would not even appear. Frustration wouldn't even rise up. Because soon as it comes, God takes it. Because you'll be able to put the word there. Doubt and disbelief won't even come to you if you put the word of God there. Amen. My first point, control your thoughts. We always sin in our thoughts before we sin in action. Proverbs 4 and 23. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts runs your life. Our thoughts are the highlights of our actions. Psalms 139, 1 through 4 says, You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and you know when I stand. You preserve my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. Look at someone and say, what are you eating? Because God knows your thoughts. Amen. Man may not, but God knows if you're really, truly living the way he has orchestrated you to do so. Amen. God knows your thought process. Amen. In order to fight, you're thinking in your head, I'm going to fight. Then somebody else say something to me. As soon as they do, here you go. Let somebody else look at me like that. Soon as they do, here you go. Take that same energy and turn it around. Amen. And live the way God has called you to live. Amen. Take that same energy and just go give them a hug. And if you get hit, what you supposed to do? Turn the cheek. Because if you're going with God, God will keep you covered. Now, if you're going with your flesh, you might want to call the police. But if you go with the Spirit, God will do what he needs to do. And that's a soul that needs to be saved. That's an individual that can give their life to Christ. Amen. Because you begin to let God use you the way it needs to be used. Amen. You got to think outside of your norm, especially if your norm is a fighter. Especially if your norm thinking everybody hates you. Amen. Think outside of that and just love in spite of. Amen. If there's an individual that you feel like you can't get along with, take them to lunch and figure out what's going on. Amen. Don't always think that everybody is against you. Because God, there's maybe something that they have inside of them that God is saying that you need to be delivered from. Do you realize that? The people you hate the most may be something that you need to be delivered from. So you need to draw to them rather away from them. The closer you get is changing who you are because you're thinking outside your thought process. I can't get along with that individual. And God said, go. No, Lord, not go. Because there's something in you that needs to be cleaned up. Amen. You go from first grade to second grade. Kindergartners can't go from kindergarten to the third grade. They missing some stuff. Amen. So how are you going to go from the seat to giving the word of God and you miss some levels? There's some growth that still need to take place. There's some areas that God still need to work on you in. There's some thinking that you still need to get out of. Stop the stinking thinking and think the way Jesus is thinking. It's telling you to think. Stop thinking the way you want to think. Amen. Make sense? Amen. You are what you eat. We always sin in our thoughts before we sin in our words or deeds. The things that defile us is what orchestrate inside of us. It comes down on the inside of us of what we think. Amen. You are what you think. Part two. Point two. What type of fruit are you growing? We talked about this in Dorcas Sisters. The fruit of the Spirit. Amen. A good fruit cannot bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree bear good fruit. So if it's bad, it's bad. But a bad fruit can kill out a good fruit. Put a bad strawberry against a good strawberry. It'll begin to bleed over inside of that and make it bad. So a bad fruit can kill out a good fruit. Amen. So are you the bad fruit that's killing out the good fruit? Or are you the good fruit that's saving the lives of good people? Amen. Understand that. James 3 and 12 says, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs, So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. No one can live a righteous life in an unrighteous thought, because unrighteous thoughts will lead to wicked ways. You have to choose righteous over unrighteous. Amen. You got to choose honesty over dishonesty. Amen. Amen. Point number three. The things that defile us will kill us. Mark 7:14 through 25. Put that up there for me. Mark 7:14 through 25. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. Keep going. There is nothing from without a man that enters into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever things from without entering into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entered not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the drought, purging all meats? And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defiles the man, for from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thieves, covetousness, wickedness, deceit. Amen. And it keeps going on and on and on. So whatever you put in your heart, amen, is what defiles and kills you. Amen. Because if you put it in your belly, you know it's coming out. It's coming out. But if you put it within your heart, amen, that's what's killing the individual right next to you. It's what's killing you. Amen. And you don't even realize you're dying, because you got hatred. You got murder. Amen. You're a thief. You're a liar. You're drunken. Amen. It's in your heart. It's what's pleasing and satisfying unto you. That's killing your own self. Do you understand that? Amen. Because what you eat, you can poop it out in the toilet. Excuse me. Because that's in the belly. But what are you putting in your heart? Because somebody done you wrong? Because you felt like you weren't treated right as a child? Because your daddy wasn't there or your mom wasn't there? You're an adult now. What are you putting in your heart? Where's the forgiveness? Amen. I tell people that's been hurt, everybody been hurt. It's how you're dealing with it now. Because what you put in your heart, that's what you're raising your children to be. Amen? That's what your children are becoming. And then you're saying, I don't know why. You did it. You're the first ones that put your hands on your children. You're the first one to partake into their life. So what are you putting there? Amen? It ain't the teacher's fault. If my kids did something, I didn't blame the teacher, because I already knew where it came from. We want to blame the teacher rather than looking at the man in the mirror. You're killing out your own seed for your own hatred. You're killing out because you're upset and you're angry for what happened to you. And they're watching you. And you may not say nothing, but they know your actions. And it's coming to life in their life. And you wonder what happened? You is what happened. Amen? So what are you putting there? Because whatever's there is what's coming out to the people. That's what's coming out on your job. That's what's coming out in your friendship. That's what's coming out in your marriage. That's what's coming out. All you got to do is let it go and let God take control. Put God there. Eat the word of God. Replace it with all the hurt, with all the shame, with all the abuse, with all the anger, with all the frustration. Replace it with what the word of God says to you about you. Because there is a word from the Lord for you, pertaining you and what you're going through. You don't need a pat on your back from a friend. You don't need nobody to hold your hand. You got Heavenly Father that can walk with you. He talks with you. He'll be your friend when there's nobody else. If you're all alone, you're not alone. That's what the devil wants you to think. You are alone. God is there. He can give you the best counsel that you need. He can give you the best guidance that you need. Amen. We had no one but God himself. We probably should have had counsel many years, multiple times. But look what the Lord has done. And he has changed it around and it has worked in our favor. Amen. I thank God he didn't allow a lot of people to put their hands on me. A lot of people didn't partake in me. It was him himself. Y'all got them best friends and them sisters. Jesus is my sister, and he is my best friend. He didn't allow a lot of people to mark on me, and I thank God for that. Sometimes you wonder, why, God? Then I realize, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I don't have to run to nobody to keep getting the answer, because soon as somebody put their hands on you and you know that they guided you the right way, you started looking like them. You started acting like them. You started talking like them. You want to be like them. No, no. I'm an original sent from Jesus Christ. So anything I need, I know to run to the Father, because he got me. He protected me. He's guided me. As a young mother, he was there for me. All alone, multiple times in many states with just the children. And he's been my guide. All the way through, he protected me. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for that. So if you need somebody, amen, get outside your thought process and think of the goodness of Jesus and allow him to minister to you in word and in deed. You ain't hearing from him because you ain't giving to him. Give him your time and he'll give you his words. Give him his time and he'll give you what you need. Amen. Give it to him. Amen. Amen. Just like physical food sustains the body, God's word will nourish the soul, providing spiritual strength. When you read God's word and meditate on the Bible, you grow with an understanding of God's character and his characteristics. You know the plans God has for you. Amen. And people around you will know it as well. You will know the direction in which he wants you to go. If you're running all around because you don't know directions and what God has for you, all you got to do is yield to him. Ask him to give you that direction. God's word is transformation. It transforms your thought process. It transforms your attitude. It transforms your action, and it will align you up with God's standards. God's word is transformation. When reading the word of God, it becomes a guide, It's a path for believers, helping them make wise decisions. God's word reveals truth, helps believers to discern right from wrong, which should lead you away from sin and move you towards righteousness. Y'all understand that God's word is a guide. It guides you in the path and has you to make the right decisions. It reveals God's word to you. So if God's word is not being revealed to you, get back on the right path. If you don't have the spirit of discernment, ask God to give it to you. Amen. And he'll lead you back the right way. There's nothing that man can do that God has not already done. Amen. There's no sin that's too hard that he can't deliver you from. Amen. There's nothing. All you got to do is get outside of yourself, your own ways, your thinking, and allow God to do what he needs to do. Amen. It's not the way somebody else do it. It's the way God has predestined you to do it. Amen. The way God has told you to do it. And you do it exactly the way God has said. Do you have questions for God? He's got an answer. Find it in the word of God. Find it in the word of God. The word of God exposes hidden motives in attitudes. Amen. It exposes. Amen. The word of God exposes the sin nature of a man. If we take time daily to meditate and staying focused on God's word and applying it to our lives, we too can be delivered. We too can be set free. We too can be saved. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is trust the process and believe in his word, and it shall come to pass. Amen. Trust the process, believe in his word, and it shall come to pass. Amen. Pastor Wilson, that's all I have.
Is God able to clean us up? Yeah, and he's willing to. She used the word in Mark 7, defiled. And it's really, it makes you untouchable. But God. Corinthians uses the same word, and it's when you soiled on yourself. You follow me? Because he said, nothing on the inside you put in through your mouth can hurt you. But when you allow stuff to resonate and hold in your heart, it's like you're messing on yourself. So like fornication, he said all that stuff is from within. You're messing on yourself. Hatred and murder. Not in America, you know, you go to jail, so we won't kill people. But we'll assassinate character. And if we could and get away with it and not go to jail, sometime we would. That's what hatred will do to you. He even used a word in there. He said, an evil eye. Have you ever had somebody look at you with an evil eye? They messing on themselves. And if my wife know anything about me, I don't like cleaning nobody poop. I don't like cleaning baby poo, no poo. Like, you're talking about somebody who smell defiled. So I bring them to her. But how many know that God will help clean you up? He a good father. I didn't say I wouldn't clean them. I said I don't like cleaning them. And God don't like cleaning it either, but he will because he's a good father. And it doesn't matter how we got to that point in our lives. Once we realize it's there, what should we do? We run to the Father. And a good father, like many of you, you can attest to this. You'll make it. You'll try your best to make it right. Amen. Stand to your feet. God trying to make it right today. I say God trying to make it right today. He wants you to be. Anybody want to be better? I try not to examine other people because it'll make you judge them. And what makes judgment judgment is that you're imposing a penalty on a person. In many cases, what makes judgment bad, don't drown me out, you impose a penalty on somebody else, but yet sometimes we be doing the same thing. We be doing the same things. And I'm in the witness season where God trying to fix us. Olivia, if he fix you, he'll handle you. But if he can't fix you, he won't handle you. Do you follow what I'm saying? A defiled person, God won't handle them. Because what kind of parent would take their baby and the baby is all dressed up and all nice on the outside, and then you pass them to another person with mess on them? They don't want to smell that. They don't want to deal with that. And God has got us in a season where he ain't trying to pass you off. He's trying to get us right. How many know, say, help me, Jesus. I'm not opposed to anybody. If somebody come to you, Brother Watt, and ask you for help and you don't have the help, I'm not opposed to any man or any woman seeking help for that individual, right? But if they didn't come to you for help, the person that you should be, we should be working on is who? I don't have no right to work on you, preacher, if you're not asking me for no help. I go to God asking God to help me. We need to shift our focus. Lift your hand and say, shift my focus. We drop in our own balls. I'm not sure what all that is about, the microphones and stuff that's popping. We got to do better, people of God. But when we in that place in our life, we have to know when it's me. I want to be a better person. I want to be a better husband, a better Christian. This is what I figured out, though, Deacon Dugan. If I'm a better Christian, I'll be a better husband. My goodness. If you're a better Christian, by default, you're going to be a better wife. And what the enemy's trying to do is get us to focus on external stuff before it's the internal. If you want to be a better child, you want to be a better co-worker, whoever you want to be better. The way you get to there quick, my brother, is that you ask God to help you be a better Christian. You want to be Christ-like. Christ is in you. He's trying to help us, some of us today, but you ready to go. I'm going to let you go because I hadn't planned on saying nothing today. But he's trying to make us a better Christian. By default, he's going to change your life. And I'm telling you, all you got to do is cut the news on sometime and do a 360 in our houses and in our neighborhoods. And we'll see, man, we need Jesus like never before. The world need Jesus. I need Jesus. Members need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. And you can eat him. How you gonna eat Jesus? I would be leery to tell a person to trust what they hearing, what they say they hearing from a spiritual perspective, if they're not eating the word. I would run that thing by 100 different people who in different places with God before I would act on that word if I'm not a steward of the word, because the devil will mess with your mind and he can make you think you're hearing from God and you ain't heard nothing from God. Say, help me, Jesus. We got to be stewards of the word. We have to eat the word. We have to consume. He's the bread of life. Amen. He is the bread of life. He's manna from heaven. Amen. He is what we need to be nourished in our body, in our spirits. You're reading all them books and they ain't did nothing for you. We're reading all these books from secular people and we will not crack the word of God open. Ask your neighbor, say, what are you eating? What are you eating? It's coming through your pores. Say, what are you eating? It's coming through your spiritual pores. It's coming out your mouth. It's coming out of your... I thought that was so powerful that evil could come out your eye gate, that you can look at a person sideways and they know evil is in your heart. I thought that was the powerful thing. Because a lot of times we say, oh, what? I didn't say nothing to you. It's not what you said to me. It's how you looked at me. To let me know evil is in your heart. Hey, the altar is open. We'll pray with you real quick if you want to pray. Or as long as it takes. The altar is open. Sometimes we just need somebody that we can kind of confess what's really going on in our heart. That we can kind of talk to them about how we really feel. And we don't judge you up here. Ain't nobody trying to judge you. Hey, we all trying to work out our soul salvation. We're trying to work out things that the enemy has put in us that's faulty. I want to encourage people today, though, with all sincerity. Real quick. The worst people you want to train you today is people of the world. They tit for tat. They're going to show you how to get them back. They're going to show you how to handle business in the natural. You're going to wind up in trouble. I guarantee you're going to wind up in trouble. They're going to show you how to they'll show you how to manipulate your husband or manipulate your wife. They'll show you how to do crazy stuff to your children. It's all about getting your way. And none of that stuff is of God. They'll make you think you need to have 1,000 counseling sessions when all you have to do is eat what the Father is serving. Just eat what He's serving. And it'll flush out the rest. Say, Father, help me flush out the rest. Faulty thinking, help me get it out of me. Bitterness, evil in my heart, help me get it out of me. My goodness. Come on, lift your hand. Don't watch these people at the altar, because just because you didn't come don't mean that you ain't got nothing. I've been doing this a long time. Hardly ever will you come to a church service and you 100% straight. Don't you ever fool yourself. Don't you ever think you're going to come to a church service and 100% of the time you hitting on, you batting 1,000. Most of us ain't batting 10. But God will help us bat 1,000. Amen. And Father God, even as they've come to the altar, they're going to pray with you. So stay in place. If you want to talk to me specifically, stay in place after they pray with you. But Father, even as they come to this altar today, whatever the enemy, whatever root the enemy has tried to put in them, I ask that you would kill it at the root. Whatever's in you, whatever's tried to come upon you, whatever's attacked your mind, trying to attack your heart, I cancel that assignment right now. Whatever we've put into us, I don't know why I keep hearing and seeing books. Some of these books, you got to get out your house. Some of these, you are a reader. I'm talking to you specifically. You are a reader. And the stuff that you're reading, it is not godly. It seems like it's counsel, but it's from the pit of hell. It is from the pits of hell. It is from the pits of hell. And it is altering your thinking. It's altering your thinking and your approach to life and to people. And God is saying, get it out your house. Get it off your tablet. Get it out of your mind. And then be open to Him resetting you. Father God, I ask you as they come with uplifted hands that you'll reset anything that's off in their life. You can lift your hands too, because some of you got some stuff off. And come through your eye gate too. But everything that's off in our life, God, I ask that you would reset it. Take it back to the default. If anybody handled us wrong, anybody handled them wrong, anybody said anything contrary to your will about them, take them back to the default. Take them back to the default. And Father God, I ask that you would even expand their realm, their ability, their ability to hold what you're releasing from heaven in their life. Let them be full of you. And the Lord has said today, He's going to rewrite you. He's going to rewrite you. He's going to rewrite your heart. He's going to rewrite our thinking in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I give you all praise. There's nothing wrong after God handles you. In Jesus' name. People throw away. Hold on real quick. People throw away computers and nothing's wrong with them. They threw away perfectly good computers. Ain't nothing wrong with them. It got bogged down with stuff that wasn't supposed to be there.